Ryan.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another special edition of the Put It in the Book show, season 4, episode number 18. I am Steve.
Also known as the DC show.
Shut up.
Tell him to quiet down back there.
What's the matter with
causing trouble over here. What's going on? That was producer Joe behind the wall there by my good buddy Rodriguez. That's where Rodriguez likes to keep him, nice and safe, nice and cozy, nice and warm.
Some warm.
Yeah, shelter. Shelter. He's all good there. Away he's never complained.
Away from people.
Bring out the gimp.
Don't say that.
All right. Speaking of, Keith has the day off, so Keith is not here today. He's got some things to take care of, so it's going to be all us, all business, all Mets. Rodriguez.
Yes.
What's going on, my friend? How's it been? Long time no see on co-hosting together.
Not actually. We were the first to co-host together this year. I think we missed Keith, and then a couple of times in a row. And now we miss you and myself and producer Joe, and Keith and I were like going crazy for the last couple of weeks. You know, I mean, I was going crazy with him. Everything else was fine. I was just praying to God that he could run.
I did notice not last week, but the week before, he just completely, answered. It could have been the most brilliant answer Keith has ever given on the show to any question. And he was on mute the whole time. So.
You know. And I couldn't even blame it on producer Joe. He couldn't have done it himself any better. Honestly, I think he did it by mistake for real this time. It didn't seem like he was really, really.
Because he was just going. Jokester.
Yeah, he was just talking about this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, hello. Well, thank God we have producer Joe back there behind the wall, even though he doesn't have to talk. Just stay behind the wall and produce the show, Joe. And we got you, buddy. And we got you to talk and, say all these things that are going to annoy me, which will be fun.
Yes, I've got a few. Some comments coming in. Loretta, I'm going to butcher the name. Kepinus, thanks for joining in. Mom.
Loretta Kepinus. Oh, hey, guys. Welcome back. That sounded a little bit like Darth Vader.
Terzio, hope everything's going well for you. So here's a quick note on Terzio. He talked to me the other day. I wanted to wish him well on the show. He's having a surgical procedure or medical procedure done. Mm. And today, as he's going in, most unbelievable thing, he messages me and he says, I need help. I need help. I'm like, what am I to do? What's wrong? And he says, I just saw who my doctor is, and it's my ex-wife. I gotta get out of here.
Oh my God, that's the greatest ex-wife joke he's done so far.
Yes. The divide line. Let's go, Mets! Absolutely. Thanks for joining in here.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, so let's do as always, wow. Producer Joe. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Why don't we? Let's do it now.
Put up the books.
All right, so
I keep saying it for Archie, and I swear you're gonna moon him every time that last clip. I just can't wait for you to moon him.
He deserved it. Not watching Game of Thrones.
What's the matter with him? Now he loves it, and he's rewatching it.
He just rewatched it. and if you remember in the clip, he made just the worst like as if I handed him a sandwich with 10-week-old bread and spoiled mayonnaise, what's wrong with you people? Why do you guys love it so much? And he's
I don't even know what to say to him.
And full-blown offense to everybody out there who's not seen Game of Thrones, because you should.
You should, definitely.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, the Mets are fighting for a throne atop the National League East with a few teams. See, we're starting off pretty well here. Pretty well.
Listen,
here.
The Terzio ex wife jokes just started the show well. I'm in a great mood now. That was a good
one. Terzio says, "Where is Steve Cohen's lookalike at?" Yeah, that's Keith with a hell of a lot less money, but he's going to be out today, so we'll move it along without him. But you know, the Mets are coming off fresh off a 3 wins in 4 games stretch here, where the offense has just taken off to new heights. The pitching is what's subpar right now, right, Rodriguez? So it feels like you remember a couple of years ago we were doing the show, and it felt like the entire team slumped at once. At least this year,
yeah.
We're alternating, and it's not at once, right, Rodriguez? So what have you seen out of these that replace Mets in the rotation? And talk about yesterday and what a shot in the arm Stroman hooked us up with yesterday.
As we were talking before the show, you and I were chit-chatting. You know Stroman's my guy. You know, I love him. I have him on my fantasy team. He's been good to me this year except for 2 or 3 starts. You know, he's been not that great, but he's been solid. He's given me points. So the kid is playing well. He's having a good year. He's got a 2.59 ERA or something like that. I think it's 2.5 for sure. He pitched 8 innings, a shutout. He could have gone for the 9th. He only didn't go out because the manager said, no, relax.
It's 2021 and we don't do that anymore.
He didn't have to. If he's pitched that well, he's at 90 pitches, pitched that well, he should go for a complete game. I'm old school. In my heart, that's what I feel. But to be fair, nowadays, sit him down, put somebody in to finish that last inning because, you know, you have the talent in the bullpen to do that. You have talent to put ball players there. Even though they brought in the F word, which made my heart jump, you know, and I wanted to stop watching, which I did.
I think these days somebody else should be the F word. Somebody else should be the F word these days.
Who's going to be the F word? You know he's going to do it. You know he's going to do it again. I'm very certain that within a month, the F word will be, you know, trending down, okay? Trending down. Let's just
come
say
on.
That. However, McGill. Is it McGill or McGillicuddy?
It's McGill. Tyler McGill.
He's a godsend, this guy. This kid has the face of a veteran. He's out there with a scowl on his face, throwing hard, hitting his spots, listening to his catcher, you know, putting it where it needs to be, changing speeds. He's playing fairly well for what he is, a guy that just got called up right away, you know. That's a really good job. That guy Stock was doing fairly decent. They had some decent replacements, no stars though. I am looking forward to a couple of guys coming back. So would you like to tackle them on right now?
Let's tackle these bad guys? Boys. Let's I don't know. Tackle... Carrasco, I don't know if I could tackle Carrasco.
Or Noah. Because he's actually Carrasco's pretty big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The only guy I'm comfortable tackling is DeGrom, and I would be enemy number one of Mets fans for life.
You could make it out of where you live, because I'm telling everybody, if you do that to Cy Grom and ruin our season,
for Ace's address right here, boom.
There's just no way. As a matter of fact, I'll take you there. I'll sneak you in through the gate. We'll find the house because I have the address somewhere linked up. He's done.
Done.
He'll never know.
And then I will no longer be on the show. I'm going to have to, like, you know, wear a mask, and maybe I'll do a Philly show or something like that.
No. Well, you deserve to be a Philly show.
Where I bash the Phillies.
If you touch Cy Grom, oh, no. You never could do that. You know you and Brian Holmes. Brian Holmes sucks.
Brian Holmes sucks.
Yes! See? The voice from above. So it's those three pitchers, right? So it's DeGrom who... as Terzio just stated in the comments, he started throwing again today during the during the media session for Mrs. Scott, who is still the acting general manager of this team, he did make mention that this did not feel like it was going to be a long trip on the IL. It was retroactive to the 15th.
He opened up, by the way, he opened up two spots on the 40-man roster quietly.
He's ready.
So there's something that's coming.
Who we get? Who we getting?
Some pitching. Some pitcher has to come. I really like that Minnesota guy.
Berrios.
I mean, yeah, I really like him, man. I was
Not Pineda, because there's no, no, like no, the no, whole no. the whole team the is up for a trade.
No. I don't want that Pineda. I don't want that guy. He's an ex Skanky, right? That's the guy that
he's a known guy. Oh, remember they caught it on his neck. The
good Lord. We don't do that nonsense anymore. It's a different regime now. Now we try to bring in talented players that don't need to cheat. Hopefully, that's why. Hopefully, Alomar does. I mean, what's his name? Cano, don't you know? Never comes back. You know. Hopefully, he never comes back. That guy.
Never. But be gone.
Goodbye. But I don't know. We have the DH next year. Who knows? He might be really important. He might do really well. You know, he doesn't have to juice up for a part-time role. He doesn't. He doesn't have to play the field. He doesn't have to run all the time. He doesn't have to play all the time. So he doesn't have to juice up. Maybe he'll be worth having as a DH next year. Oh my God! I've talked myself into Cano.
You did. I'm. That's why I'm trying to help. I'm trying to pull you back out of that. I don't want you to fall. So, it came up there quick. Hilda, welcome to the show. Robbie Cano was last seen with Frank Terzio's ex.
That's
the doctor. That's where he got the steroids from. That's where he was getting the injections.
We cracked the case again.
Done.
We put in the book show has broken another seal. That's what she said.
So, based on what you were just talking about and Cano potentially coming back to the team next year as a DH, that's very dependent upon what they do at the trade deadline. Because you might not need we say what we want to say about Cano, but you know he's still a good ball player. You know whether or not
he can hit,
stayed healthy. You know took the steroids to stay healthier. Whatever the case, but he can hit. The guy can hit. But if you bring in, I don't know if it's Bryant, because then you got to extend him. But if you bring in a Bryant, Bryant can play four different positions. He can play third base and all three outfield positions. And then you got Lindor, who's not in there right now, at the beginning of next season, obviously, and hopefully at the end of this year. JD Davis, and do you even have a spot for Cano as a not everyday player, because we all know we're not going there, but even like a 3 day a week guy, or is he just that guy off the bench that we're paying $24 million to?
There's the rub right there. That's the problem right there. It's the money. How are we going to move that amount of money for a player that, you know, is an old player and has shown to be hurt for the last couple of years? We're not, I mean, if we trade, do we throw in, do we put in a try to get Cano in for a Bryant and try to do something ridiculous? What are we going to do? We're stuck with Cano, so we have to play him. I mean, unless he suddenly retires.
That line that you just said there was very depressing. We're stuck with Cano.
I know I'm depressed about it too, but if he's a DH, I think with him offensively as a pretty much a good 50-50 type of DH, you know, half the time he'll DH, and the half the time he sits pretty much. I think he'll stay fresh, he'll stay strong for the whole year, and he'll hit 300 and maybe hit 15 home runs out of the DH spot. He's a good. He'll be a good player, just not worth $20 million. That's crazy. Not for that.
Yeah, and Terzio, I have that on my list to bring up. Bryant did have an issue with his hamstring the other day, and Terzio says he would fit right in. I mean, look, you know how I feel about this. I think JD Davis can give you what Bryant can give you offensively. And maybe even a little bit more. I JD Davis is a very good hitter.
Yeah, he's a very good hitter, but he's not a Bryant power wise. I think average wise, he'll be a little bit better than Bryant. I think so, and I think he'll drive in as much runs as Bryant because his average will be higher. He doesn't need all that power, but I think he'll hit maybe 4 to 5 home runs less than Bryant can. I think Bryant can still be a 30 home run guy if he stays healthy, because he started on fire this year. And JD, in my mind, 25 home runs, which I think is really nice at the corner.
Give it to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. All day, right?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously the Mets have decisions to make here. You know, Cohen has said, and this is true every single year. I always say it, but, you know, there's fans out there like, hurry up and make the trades. But if you make the trades too soon, you're paying astronomical pricing. get closer to the deadline, it starts to come down a little bit. And that's when you start. That's why you start seeing the aggressiveness of all these teams starting to congregate around player X, Y, and Z.
But when these fans are so, like you're saying, aggressive, using that word, when these fans are so aggressive and trying to make a trade and you don't let the team come back to full strength, you don't know what you're really trading. You know, you need this team to come back to full strength, get on the field, play a couple of weeks together. Then you can actually see some weak points a little more. You can see where a person may not improve, or, you know, you're willing to give up that person for something else that's out there. But you need to have the full team, the real team that came out of spring training, together for at least 2 to 3 weeks so you can make a decision.
Of course. And you start trading away, Pete, and this is where we've gotten in trouble time and time again, you know, with these trades where, you know, we are delirious and think that we're something that we're not, or, you know, we're setting up for years in the future.
Jason Bay.
You know, you even date back in the 90s with Jeff Kent. You trade Jeff Kent, and then look what he does.
I know. Yeah. Well, he went on the roids.
You trade Justin Turner, or you just outright release Justin Turner, and look what he's become.
You kicked him out of the team. I think Sandy Alomar, right? Was it Sandy Alomar who said, who said something bad about him on his way out? I think that our current general manager said something. Oh, Sandy Alderson, yeah. Sandy Alderson said something derogatory about that redhead that's just gone on to be an all-star for, what, the last 6 years?
That's the problem. But then you also look to a couple years ago when we were shocked that the Mets went after
Wait. Stroman. I'm going to say something terrible, but I have to say
it. Do it, please.
I feel it. You know whose fault it is? That's what my wife says to me. I have to say it because I feel it.
Gotta get it out.
Oh my god, that's like the worst thing ever, guys. As soon as you hear that, fake a cough and go take a leak. I'm just saying, man. But I'm gonna do
Terzio knows.
A little thing there. Terzio knows very well. The fact that we lost Turner is because of David Wright.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know it, because it's the truth. If David Wright would have said, you know what, let me just hang up. Let me just let it go. Let me let those $18 million go this year. Turner would have been the third baseman because he was displaying enough power, enough fielding acumen, enough average. He had something. You could tell. But he just wasn't a David Wright. But if you would have given him the chance, David Wright, and retired when you should have, Justin Turner would still be at third base for us right now.
He was
just an opinion.
Justin Turner was a bum. Bum.
He was not, and you know he was not a bum.
He was a bum. I'm looking now because you made me look at it. He batted 2.6. At least he played for Baltimore, and he batted 111 with Baltimore. But batted 265 with us. Eight home runs. Eight home runs in 301 games. Eight home runs and 895 at bats.
Eight home runs and 895. So,
and then he goes to the Dodgers and he starts with the steroids.
But he's a part timer. You couldn't get full rack of steroids here in New York. You had to go to LA where everything's free. You get the smoky in LA. You get the
hold on. So it's Chinatown.
And this time,
it's the Chinatown. It's Chinatown roids.
There's a lot of roids out there. There's a lot of roids.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. He had one home run every 125 at bats with the Mets.
Listen, you can't. The guy was a part timer with the Mets, but you could tell that he was a good player. He was a good player. He got to be right, a full time play with the Dodgers.
Fucking Dodgers. All right. I think Producer Joe has the standings locked
in first place,
loaded then? There for us.
Are we in first place?
We're still in first place. The sky has been falling the entire first half of the season. You know, almost literally, and definitely with the fans out there on Facebook. But
in
as
first
you can
place
see,
for like 10 weeks.
Mets are, yeah,
for
it
like
was
10 weeks, right?
Something crazy like that.
It's like 2.5 months, and the sky is falling.
How many I can't remember the name of it, but there was one group out there I just had to get out because
I remember you quit them. You quit them like a
done.
Bad habit. Congratulations.
Done. Like you know, the manager sucks I'm glad that Lindor got hurt. God. He's been stinking it up. Now we'll have somebody that can hit.
Oh, I saw that exact post. Oh, that's
what?
The group you quit, huh? So we'll not name them, but I know the group now for sure. For sure.
I couldn't do it.
How could somebody in that group, that should have been deleted and for stupidity, not because you said something racist or anything. It's just, you're just too stupid to post. Take it
right. Right.
Good God.
So I will say, you know, if you're keeping up, you know, with the stand, you're keeping up with some of the rumors that are out there for the trade deadline, which is next Friday at 4 p.m. Right. Mm-hmm. So Philadelphia is supposedly going to be all in on everybody. Atlanta supposedly, obviously,
they're buyers. Everybody,
Atlanta,
buyer,
I'm okay.
Right?
Yeah, and surprisingly, the Nationals.
Well, listen, so I'm glad Atlanta got that guy, Jock Peterson. That guy. I'm glad they got him because the rumor was that they were going for Aaron Judge, and God forbid Aaron Judge comes to the National League East. That would be so annoying. You'd have to take hay every time. You'd either have to take some hay or some electric shocks and jolt him here. Depending on what you think. He could look like a horse to you. I think he looks like a horse. Or he could look like Frankenstein, because I think he still does look like Frankenstein. He looks like a little bit like a horse Frankenstein. Like a Frankenstein.
Like a horse-faced Frankenstein.
That's pretty bad.
This has Hollywood script written. All. Producer Joe, can you get on it, please?
Producer Joe's on it.
Hey, hi, cousin.
She's so pretty.
Crystal Lugo.
Crystal Lugo.
I want to catch up. I don't know. how many cousins does Rodriguez have?
A lot.
man. Terzio, I like that idea. Yeah, I was telling Rodriguez right before with I love that how the orange just pops out of there. Love that hat back there, digging it. Terzio talking about Eddie, the cowbell man who we love, who's watched the show before, and the pin man maybe in the Mets Hall of Fame one day, and as you know, right next to the Put in the Book show.
I think. Well deserved well deserved for the cowbell man. I think it'll be a good thing you're right next to us, buddy. We'll be all right there. Yeah,
it's
okay,
be great.
Sure, Farachi, sure. Okay. don't say things like that because you make me smile like an idiot. I don't want to think about those things.
I like when you smile. So does Producer Joe, even though I can't see you back.
No.
Now let me ask you a question. Now let me ask you. You have Producer Joe back there. You know, real quick. Does he like he? Do you have cameras in there? Like, can he see what's going on outside, or is he just like?
No, he's been in there for quite a while. So if you can imagine what he looks a little bit like the mole man. You know, like his eyes are really big, and he hasn't gotten a haircut in a while. So he's a little hairy everywhere. He kind of looks like a dying mole.
Precious, my precious.
Can you give him something for that?
He's got a bad cough. I think we'll give him some NyQuil later. That'll put him to sleep.
Yes.
Got to get the kid NyQuil.
All right. So, you know, you get JD Davis back, and that's kind of like a trade deadline thing, right?
It's a great move.
Roundabout. Always. And then Carrasco. So Cookie Carrasco, he made his rehab start. I don't know if rocked. He got rocked. But you know, my thought is that, you know, rehab start is to get healthy. Yeah, start extending yourself, and
they said to mention it.
Yeah, you definitely have to. So it was an inning of 2/3, 41 pitches, 5 runs on 3 hits, and they were all home runs. So it, you know, the assessment was the stuff was good, but the control was not there, obviously.
But is your control going to be...
Exactly. Your control is not spot on. Your control is not spot on for half of the guys in the majors right now. Think about this guy who just picked up a ball for the first time.
How's he throwing? What's the miles per hour there? Do they have that information anywhere?
They did talk about mid-90s.
If he's throwing mid-90s, he's got a really nasty curve. We just need that curve to come through a little bit, the off-speed stuff. He'll be fine. He's a veteran. He can pitch. Go watch video of his.
We did this when we got him. We were watching video of his snapping off that curveball, man.
Of course, we went berserk. That thing was like nasty. That's why that guy, our ex manager, was a really good pitching coach, man. He taught those guys a lot. Is he your daddy? You look a lot like him, you know. You really look like him. It's kind of creepy.
I don't text like that, though.
You don't wear short shorts like he does too.
Opposite field grand slam. Look at the big wood. He's got out to left center field. I mean,
cheers to Dom's dome.
Cheers to Dom.
Cheers to Dom.
All right.
Very well done, producer Joe.
Very, very well done. Today is my first day speaking. We talked a little bit about before how in years past everything slumped at the same time. This year it's a little bit up and down. But this year is a little bit different because we're kind of pushing through things. But I did want to say, because the offense just doesn't get enough. To talk about the offense here, the Mets were top 6 in every offensive category in the last 10 days. Big Dom!
There it is.
And it's a lot to do with Big Dom.
That's how you look.
They have their first in home runs. They are 6th in batting average. They're 3rd in slugging, 3rd in on-base percentage, 5th in doubles. I don't know what the Nationals have lost 7 out of 10, but they
wonderful. That's wonderful news.
I think they must have had a game outburst or something, because they're 2nd in runs scored for the week, and they hit 330 for the last 10 days.
That just means
they've lost 7 out of 10.
Sucks bad, man. So why would we want Max Scherzer then if he's sucking balls like that? Are the three wins only on Mark?
It's probably him.
It's probably him. The only 3 games. Yes. Then we'll take him.
All right. Did you guys hear that?
Is there an echo?
Send him Nimmo.
Would you not trade Nimmo for Max Scherzer? For Max Scherzer? Tell me you wouldn't. You can't even say it. See how you are? I'm the bad guy.
Is Chris Bryant going to play center? Chris Bryant's going to play center.
Pilar can play center.
Yeah, you can.
Johansi Vargas can play center.
No, they cut him. All you need is somebody that can cover. They actually cut him.
Yeah, so they just got an outfielder for this guy.
Yeah,
so,
I'm messing with you.
Don't worry about it.
Terzio disagrees with you. Terzio disagrees. I don't know if I can trade for Scherzer. I'd rather have Berrios. You were driving down this path, and I gave you a yield sign here somewhere.
Oh, so you don't got the cojones. You know, you don't got the cojones. You're gonna Mickey Callaway us? Is that what it is?
Oh my, but Big Dom. Big Dom. No, I'm not going to Mickey Callaway. But it's very coincidental that the offense started to make its turn when Nimmo came back.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. But definitely getting on base. I'll still trade Scherzer for him. I do like the kid, and when he's healthy, he's fantastic. But anyway,
he is. I do want to talk about tomorrow because there's going to be fireworks at Citi Field tomorrow as the Blue Jays of Toronto come to Citi Field. And I don't know, I wonder if producer Joe has any inkling as to who's going to be starting for the Blue Jays tomorrow. Ooh, it's not Dom.
Freaking Benedict Arnold, that player.
Mr. Matz.
Mr. Mutz. No, now you can officially call him Mutz, all right? Not even, you know what? Even change his last name. It's not too close to Mets. I don't want him associated with it anymore. Mutz, you're a Mutz.
Oh,
you're
what terrible. A matchup. But we got a good matchup already. It's Mats against McGill.
It sounds like a 80s sitcom, right? Some cop show or something like that.
Yes.
Mats and McGill.
Mats and McGill. 7. You got Ryu and Walker on
that's a waste on of Walker.
Saturday.
That's a waste of pitching Walker because Walker.
Well, look at
Ryu's gonna kill us, and we're gonna waste a good performance from Walker. We should pitch him the next day.
Wow.
Pitch a scrub against Ryu because we're not gonna hit Ryu, and then we'll win.
Wow.
Walker the next day.
Producer Joe, are you hearing this? You hear the echo? You got it in your
real. He can hear. Yeah. He can hear.
This is pooping milk.
We're beating Ryu. Just for that, we're beating Ryu.
So says producer Joe.
Really? So says producer Joe. From your mouth to God's ears, Krabby Cakes. That'll be fun.
We're scoring 9 runs a game. We got this. Done. But I will, ask producer Joe, because producer Joe has producer Joe has a certain
je ne sais quoi.
Well, yeah, that too. But he's got a Guerrero on his team, on his fantasy team. I'm gonna have to ask you to talk to him and tell him to calm down during the series.
Wow. You know what? It doesn't matter what he does. He can get all the stats he wants as long as the W is on us.
Yeah, that's fine. But you know, we talked about our health.
Just not against Walker.
And then you probably couldn't help but to notice that Sunday is to be determined for the Mets. And guess who's eligible to come off? Guess who's eligible to come off the IL on Sunday?
Not Carrasco.
No, Mr. DeGrom.
Oh.
Mr. DeGrom, he started his throwing today.
And then
let's see.
He can pitch on Friday for black jerseys when the jerseys come out.
Oh, babe. Oh, well, no, actually, I do. Well, depending on it. So let's go through the schedule for the rest of this month real quick, because it really depends on how they line up their pitching. So you got the Blue Jays for 3. Then you got the Braves for 5.
Oof.
5-game series.
Noah
against
Acuna.
The Braves.
Thumbs up on that.
Noah Acuna, baby. So you got a doubleheader on Monday. It's a single administration.
Single admission. Oh, wow.
At 5:10, then the second game starts about 30 to 40 minutes after that. Then you got two night games, 7:10. An afternoon game next Thursday, which will allow us to do the show on next Thursday. And then we got the Reds that come to town. I bet you Cookie Carrasco. I'm thinking Carrasco might at least start one of those games. But we'll see how his health is coming out of his second rehab. Start.
I'm thinking that by the end of next week, he's going to line up for a start. We're going to know when he's going to start for Carrasco by the end of next week. Because he's going to be pitching. He's going to be pitching every other day. He just doesn't throw that one game and then he's done. The next day he pitches to see how he recovers and all. That's all part of the process of getting his arm stronger. And every time you're pitching on the side, you're working on your control.
Yep, 100%. All right. So I read an article a little bit earlier saying that the Philadelphia Phillies have the easiest schedule from here on out, as we go through. And it was in that same article where they were talking about how the Phillies could be aggressive at the trade deadline because they see an opportunity to pass us by. Now, the Mets have the seventh hardest schedule from here on out in all of baseball. And I will pinpoint a certain time frame in August that is just a nightmare. Three games. So this starts on August 13th, which is also a Friday the 13th.
Oh, great.
You got three against the Dodgers at Citi Field.
Okay.
Three against the Giants in San Francisco.
Okay. Kevin Gausman is the only guy I'm worried about.
Hold on. Four against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. And then three more against the Giants at Citi Field. Who did that to us?
Good God. Good God. Well, you know what? If we're going there, don't be so upset, Raj. Honestly, if we're going there with a healthy rotation, which should include Carrasco. Okay, you're gonna have Cy Gron. You're gonna have Walker. You're gonna have Stroman, and you're gonna have Carrasco, and you're gonna have McGill tagging along.
Yep.
Okay. So the four guys that we're throwing against the Dodgers.
Rodriguez is fucking me off the ledge right now.
I'm holding you back in. You know, I kind of feel like just pushing you a little bit sometimes because you annoy the hell out of me. But today I'm pulling you back in. Okay. So don't jump off the ledge. Our staff has been really good this year. When healthy again, they all have really good numbers, man. Carrasco coming back. If he's good and he's Carrasco, he can come in, man, throw mid-90s. That nasty curve. You've seen the video, Farachi.
I've seen it.
Just remember, think of it in your mind. Carrasco, 6 foot, what is it, four, three or four, whatever he is. Long, lean, throws 95, nasty curveball. Knows how to pitch as a veteran. That's an all-star coming to the team. And God forbid that Noah, for some miracle of God, comes in late August and comes in and just pitches three or four innings every fifth or sixth day. Who knows, dude? Him and McGill could offset each other. And there you go. You got a really nice tandem right there. Things are looking up for us. Now we just have to play to our potential. If we don't beat those guys, we don't deserve it.
You see, you stopped Nemo from smiling. You just traded him. Look at him. He's miserable. Yeah,
exactly.
He should just be the happiest baseball player in all of MLB.
No, you know what? That's a lie. He's got something wrong up there. Look at him. Look at his eyes. There's death behind those eyes. There's death. Don't be going to sleep on Nemo. Oh, that smiley.
You know what
smiley
he killed? He kills that on base percentage. What?
He kills. Yeah. He kills the trainer's room too, because after he gets his percentage real high, next thing you know, he's getting bandaged up. Yeah, give him a break. Tell the truth about him. The truth shall set you free. What are you Nemo's a full conspiracy guy or something like that?
Here's a conspiracy. Terzio brought it up. I thought it was pretty funny. Gary Cohen was talking to Ron Darling about the food, because that's what they always talk about when they go on the road or when they show on the road these days. Mm-hmm. And it was Skyline Chili. And it was so as the guy is laying out the chili and whatever, Cohen's like, and that disgusting meat sauce. And I thought he was like being sincere about it. And he said that as soon as he said that disgusting meat sauce, and then Darling says, you're trying to tell me don't try it. He was like, no, try it once. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But that, it's disgusting.
That's right there, telling you that it looked like diarrhea. It looked like diarrhea.
God,
I mean,
terrible.
Come on, it looked terrible.
Cincinnati fans that tweeted at him. That would tweet at him saying, you've never tried it before. How dare you talk about or you haven't tried the best or something like that.
It's not the taste of it. It's the look of it. He's condemning that it looks like he didn't want to say it, but Gary, he's a New Yorker. He's straight up from Brooklyn or whatever he is. He's like saying, it looks like diarrhea. No one wants to say it. He's trying to say it in a nice way. What if Keith Hernandez was there? Keith Hernandez would have done it. God knows what he would have said. You don't know what he's gonna say.
You have no idea. That's one of the reasons why we watch him. We listen to Keith Hernandez.
Oh, it was amazing that he listened to me a little bit the last couple of weeks without you there. He had to be more focused. So I'm very, very pleased. He did a good job.
Did he really?
Yeah. I mean, he only listens. He listens to me on an average 55% of the time. This time he was up to 60.
Okay. So it's baby steps. Baby steps. Progress.
That's not baby steps. Those big steps for Keith.
Oh, that's a big step for you. Okay. That's a big step.
Good job.
The other part to the food thing was that I guess there's an ice cream place around there that's really good, and he was talking about it, and Darling says, all right, so the Skyline Chili and then the Nightcap, he was like, no, you need a cleansed palate. You got to get that washed out of your system before you do any of that.
Didn't he talk? Geez. He talked bad about somebody else, some other team's food or something. I think he's sure.
He doesn't hold back team. When it comes to food, because that's a big deal to the crew. The crew is all about the food. That's what they're missing. Every time they go on the road, especially in Milwaukee, they were talking like crazy about missing all the food, which when they do show places like Milwaukee and, you know, Pittsburgh and that stuff, and they show the big open grill, it's like you could almost smell it. And they're always hungry, those guys.
Hey, all I can say is our food is good. I can vouch for the City Field food. That's some good food over there, buddy.
City Field is excellent food.
Excellent food.
Fantastic.
Excelente.
So a couple more things, and then we'll start getting wrapped up on this off day for the Mets, which is a rarity in itself. But how long? So for tomorrow, how long of a tribute video do you think they should have for Mets?
Are you seriously asking me that? Are you serious?
It should be 7 seconds. 7 seconds of Matt's grandpa. That's all we want to see.
There you go.
It should be his grandpa. It should be his grandpa cheering because he gave some life to that old man, some hope that he was actually good. Is the old man dead now?
We're always killing people on the show.
Wow, that took a dark turn really fast.
He probably killed him. The second he got
He's with Warner Wolf now. Water Wolf.
He's like, oh my God, my Matsy, my baby Matsy. Your baby Matsy is a Benedict Donald traitor who goes 8-4 over in Canada because nobody's watching him. Oh, nobody's watching me. He's like pitching by myself. Go pitch in the mirror. Oh, look at me. Look how good I look. 8-4 in Canada? Why would you not do that for us, loser?
I can even take that a step further.
Absolutely,
and say that
Terzio.
They've not even played in Canada yet. They've been playing in Buffalo in a minor league stadium that holds less people. So it's even
Buffalo.
Less. That, it's less than less.
In Buffalo? It's a bunch of drunks eating chicken wings in Buffalo. That's all that happened.
That's
in
a
Buffalo.
Football town, guys. Football.
Sorry, Timmy. I didn't mean your family. I just meant a bunch of good drunks.
And then there's the rest of them that put each other through tables.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Please, Mutz. If they do a video for him, they should do the videos where he's huffing and puffing and all upset and shaking it and doing that to his hat.
Remember the tantrums?
That's all he ever did. All he did was tantrum.
It sucks that it didn't work out for him because his story was
really
the ultimate Long Island guy. You know, grew up a Mets fan. Look at the grandfather who was a Mets fan. He almost basically had his Mets moment in his first game when, you know, we were struggling to score runs. Remember those days?
You know, you're trying to make me like a nice guy or something. No, I'm not going for that.
No.
Crap. I'm done. I don't feel like being nice to Matt.
I just said it sucked comments. That it didn't work out. But, you know, he's a Blue Jay now.
Too, right?
Hopefully.
Or Long
I
Island.
I think it was Long Island. Yeah.
Long Island guy, I wish him well. Honestly, I'm joking around, but I do hate the fact that he's doing so well in Canada. But I do wish him well because he's a New York kid, man. Sure.
I'm
happy for him. Traitor.
Producer Joe, we did not
Benedict.
We did not open this bad boy up with the Brooklyn Water Coffee Roasters, but we can do a quick hitter here. BrooklynWaterCoffeeRoasters.com right there. Boom. I'm not going through the whole spiel. You know the coffee routine. Keith does it better anyway. So
he loves doing it. Don't make him upset. He gets upset when anybody
He does a great job with it. He should know it like the back of his hand by now, but you know, but it doesn't work out that way. But all kinds of different flavors, magic all type of different caffeine doses, if you will. You can have. They also have decaf. They have non-flavored, all that stuff. So if you head to BrooklynWaterCoffeeRoasters.com now, you can buy to get one free by using Pop Culture Pros code, all capital letters. And okay. Terzio does want us to remind everybody that Morning Wood is one of the options. Dark roast, dark chocolate is my favorite. That's it. Dark roast, dark chocolate.
Oh. That's, I like that's, the jacked that's, up. What is a jacked up cupcake?
That's you.
That's me. That's you. That's actually a good coffee. When's the next free coffee come for us again? Oh, did I say that loud?
Dun, dun, dun.
Should we do a coffee giveaway?
Maybe we could do a coffee giveaway. Chocolate.
Wait, one thing. Coffee.
Yes.
My cousin Madeline makes the best coffee. Hey, Madeline. Hey, Johnny. I stopped the promises for that.
I'd like to try that, and I'm sure it's not as good as Brooklyn Water Coffee Roasters. It's not as good.
She uses Brooklyn Water.
Okay.
What is wrong with that? You?
She makes. You just said her coffee's the best. Okay.
It is.
Right on. Right on, baby.
Hallelujah.
All right, and then when you're done drinking your morning wood and getting all that energy going, she's another cousin. She's another cousin. You get all that out of the way. Now you're starting to get hungry, right? So now you want to go get some authentic Haitian cuisine down here in South Florida. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we always do the show when we're hungry. So this is we got to save the Sterling's Paradise towards later, because if we do it earlier, we just get hangry. And obviously, Rodriguez is already hangry enough when it comes to Steve Matz and Brandon Nimmo. But Sterling's Paradise, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have lunch specials daily. 754-205-2637 is the phone number to order ahead. You can also find them on all the Grubhub and Uber Eats type apps. 360 State Road 7 in Margate. Nice ambiance in there too. They got a TV in there. They put sports on. Actually, if you go there,
spankings, they have spankings, don't they?
Sometimes. Those are unadvertised, but now they are advertised. But there are times that they have actually plastered our ugly faces on the TV while really? People are.
And people can still eat. People can still.
Yeah, I said if they get nauseous, you don't have to do all that for us.
You got to blur out Keith's face. You just got to blur out Keith's face. Everybody do better.
Yes, 360 State Road 7 in Margate, 754-205-2637. Sterling's Paradise daily lunch specials there. So check them out.
Check them out.
I'll go for the Haitian food over the Cincinnati food every day of the week, Terzio says.
Oh,
I like it.
Absolutely. Diarrhea Let's, on a plate.
Oh, my God. And I keep on seeing them pour the meat sauce when he said that. And it's like,
It just looks like.
And then
so
the
bad.
Cheese. And Darling is like, are they going to melt that? They didn't even melt it.
They didn't even melt the cheese. They threw like shredded cheese on top of it. Like there's no artistry to that. There's nothing.
Didn't there used to be a Skyline Chili down here somewhere?
Yeah, there was. It went out of
in
business.
In Fort Lauderdale? Yeah.
Yep. Down the road by Atlantic, yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's close this out as we should here. On a closer's note, Rodriguez. I posed the question on our Twitter page and our Facebook page. Just because
I never read what you do.
I know.
I've never read anything you've ever done.
Just because I wanted to know what our folks in our group were thinking. Mm-hmm. I know what other groups think, and I know it's always, this guy sucks, get him out of here, trade.
Oh, yeah.
Fire. Miserable. So I did ask, are you done with Edwin Diaz as closer? Are you done personally with Edwin? Not that that matters in the grand scheme of it all. He blew three straight saves and whatnot. And the overwhelming majority said that he's going to work out the kinks. I think it was like 73%, wow, with 40 or 50 or 60 votes on Twitter. 73% or so was that they will work out the kinks. Shocked the hell out of me. But also didn't, because our exactly, that's our people. So
we're very proud of you guys. Thank you for supporting us.
We are. I don't think that look at that.
There it is. Oh my God.
How is that even appetizing?
That's a mess. That's like, that's what you give little babies so they can play with.
Yes.
What grown person eats? Grab a handful. They just grab a handful and just mush it all over the place. That's what they give little babies. People in Cincinnati have, they're like babies or something? Baby Hueys?
Well, if you think of Winker and how he acts, yeah, absolutely. But look, I am not done with Edwin Diaz. He's had, for the most part, a great season outside of those non-safe situations, and of course these last three. And it's always, what have you done for me lately? But just think back to that. Think back to last year, where he did a good job. He had an ERA under two. Diaz can do it. He's gone through a rough stretch. The first of the three was what? It was a five out save. He got out of the jam in the eighth. So frustrating because it was against the Pirates. I know that triples or quadruples it, but listen, even a 59 win team wins 59 games. So these teams aren't going to go winless. What do you think, Rodriguez?
He's a human being. Okay, let's start with that. People, remember this Met fans. Remember this the Put It In The Book Show fans, the best fans of the world. This guy's a human being. He's going to fail, okay? And the fact that you're watching a game where your best hitters fail 7 out of 10 times, you really should rethink what's going on.
And make hundreds of millions of dollars
and millions of dollars in Hall of Fame careers. These guys, these failures, these losers, 7 out of 10 time losers, of making so much money, that what are we then?
Let's be real. Rodriguez is a pitcher.
No, I used to be a hitter. I used to be a hitter. Now
I know, but
so
you, I now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, anyway, no, you got to realize this. If a guy goes through a slump, he has to go through a slump. He's going to fail. He's going to lose it. Hopefully, what you want are the guys that can bounce back, that can find their form. Like a DeGrom. DeGrom adjusts on almost like pitch by pitch, man. That guy can adjust his game during the inside of the game itself. He can adjust his mistakes, fix them, you know, and come back stronger. You know, that's how you become a Hall of Famer. But you know, some guys can't. Some guys need a little bit of time. So I think Diaz is that guy. If he goes back to that jumping that he used to do the year he came to us, when he went to deliver a ball, he would hop towards the plate. And that throws you right off. You know, you're not going to have good control when you hop at the plate. This year, he's been more steady, stepping in, staying level, and staying steady. That's why he was so successful. And he changed speeds. That's all he has to do. When he starts throwing 91 miles an hour for a fastball, we have a problem. Oh, but if he's at 98, 99, you know, all he has to do is find the control. And the control is in his delivery. Okay? So yep. They just have to fix that. Everybody goes through a bad slump. Now, we have enough talent to, you know, to save ourselves from him. If he goes into a really bad slump, we have Mays, right? We have Loop. You know, we have Lugo. You know, who else do we have? Who else is a good pitcher on our bullpen? You know. Well, you know, we could get another guy. We can bring a guy up from the minors.
You know.
But, you know, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We can cover for Edwin Diaz.
Now, let me ask you, a different type of scenario, hypothetical. And I producer Joe, I want to hear your answer on this too. And I heard something similar on a show that I listened to the other day, and Frank just kind of brought it up again. Tonight is game 7 of the World Series. The Mets are up 2-1 going into the ninth inning.
Wait. Game 7 and we're up 2-1?
Mets are up 2-1 going into the ninth inning in game 7 of the World Series.
Okay.
every bullpen arm is fully rested, fully available, because our guys are going 8 innings a night. Who do you bring in to close?
Diaz.
Okay. Producer Diaz. Joe? All right. I'm in there, Diaz. But he will get murdered.
Our staff as they are today. Our staff as they are today. Yeah, Diaz. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Why would I not bring in?
But you know what the great...
I don't even care if the lefty or righty. I don't care. I'm bringing Diaz in. And I want to hear that song. Guys, I love that song.
Oh, yes. But did you hear that? Did you get pissed? That was not it. That, you know, that wasn't. But did you hear?
It was close.
In your mind.
Go back and listen to it again.
Yeah. Go find it.
55-10. Let me jot that down.
Go find it.
It was so bizarre to hear them playing it in Washington when we were there.
I don't like it at all. No. I like when he comes in. I like it at the stadium when you come in, everybody starts clapping. It's just a great
thing. It's awesome.
Man.
And then they come back from the break. It's an event now.
Oh my god! Love it.
George says it's still Diaz for now. I didn't want to disappoint you, Rodriguez, but I will tell you now that one of the votes against Diaz in the polls was Frank Terzio.
Terzio doesn't like that. Well, you know what? He has an ex-wife for a reason, right?
he
can make a mistake sometimes.
Tony Agresti joins us. Thanks for joining, buddy. He says, if Diaz continues to struggle, what about giving Noah a shot at closing? Worked for Smoltz. It really did work for Smoltz. Except for that time against Piazza. What? In the playoffs? What?
That's right, a center field? That's a very good thought. I mean, I like that idea. I think Noah's stuff plays as a closer. He has a fastball and he has a curveball. But he's got to throw his curveball. I don't want him closing and just throwing his fastball and throwing his other stuff. He's got to come in, fastball, curveball. Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Terry Collins said he has the curveball from hell. I mean, the kid supposedly has a great curveball. Throw it. Spin it, man. Why not? Oh, there he is.
He's there. He's
Wow.
Remember when he came out on the scooter?
Yeah, it somehow doesn't fit this picture, does it?
No. That's a very serious
the scooter. That's a very serious thing. Dom.
Yeah, Dom, serious. Dom has serious Doms. Just a couple more comments, and then we'll get this closed out. Terzio says Lugo is better for that situation with more of a pitch selection. Hey, I won't argue with putting Lugo in the ninth inning either. I wouldn't.
No, it's not.
I'm not ready to do it, but yeah,
that's the whole point. And Lugo, a well rested Lugo.
There he
throwing 95. What the? Oh, there he is.
And your favorite center fielder in Mets history,
you know, Juan Lagares. You know, I did like Juan Lagares in center, man. He was really nice. He was really good. He was really good. Lagares really hates him, I think, still. I'm not sure why.
He can't hit worth nothing.
I think he does. Yeah, exactly. DFA. Remember that's when he started talking about DFA? He wanted to DFA everybody.
Yeah, I remember when they were first starting to talk about him, and they were talking about how if he just beefed up, I don't remember. I'll find an article on this from back then. But if he just beefed up, he'd be a 75% version of Manny Ramirez. And I'm like, then beef up already, number one, and let's see what you got. And then he proceeds to bat like, you know, 214.
I mean, he got hurt. He started getting hurt. Next thing you know, his legs are gone. He's slamming the walls. He's getting into this, getting into that. The roids, you know, they didn't kick in. He had to get off of them. You know, stuff like that. He couldn't hit, dude. He couldn't hit enough to stay with the Mets. I mean, I think he's doing okay with is he with the Angels now? Oh,
I
I'm not sure where Lagares is, but I think he was playing fairly well with the Angels. But if he stays to form, he's probably hitting about 240, 250 now. Maybe six home runs. Maybe.
I did have it in my mind that he was going to be that he had the almost an Alex Ochoa aura about him. I remember that's a jinx right there.
And that's right it. Then off the bat, yeah.
Lagares is hitting 226. He's got two home runs, got 24 RBIs in 60 games played with Los Angeles.
He's doing even worse than I thought. I was giving him credit by batting him at 250 with six home runs. I thought that was an insult. I would be insulted if I'm a player and I play 60 games and I'm batting like that. I'd be insulted.
That's rough, you know, man. I guess his average with the Mets is higher than I thought it would be. It's 254.
Well, that's that 280 year, right? 288 year, I think he had.
You remember that? We had the 281. Yeah. He had 281 that year. He drove in 47 mm-hmm. runs in 116 games, which for his type of a player was not too bad.
And Tanaka was solid. Tanaka was a 280 hitter also. Oh my God. 290 hitter. Look, you want to talk about bats? Let's just talk about bad stuff. Tanaka, Lagares, Jason Bay.
We could do a 24-hour marathon about this.
Oh, there's no way you could never start. I mean, team's inception from 1962, starting when the team came up, how much they sucked and people and terrible people. We had a terrible team in 1986. Why are we Mets fans? You know, we had terrible bunch of people in 1986, you know, but they were champs. They were just the best players out there.
I don't care what they do. Just,
see, that's what, I don't care. I know.
Love. The bad guys won.
The bad guys. I love it, especially if you're coming from New York. That was the New York attitude.
Loved it.
Always going to be. Fans. Hi, fans. We're nice guys. Yeah. Karachi. All right. You, so, not.
What? all right, let's get this bad boy wrapped up with a nice big old blue and orange ribbon on it. We don't have a fuacata today, but maybe I can ask Keith to record a fuacata so that we can put it out into the universe ahead of the Blue Jay series. Let's focus on who is here. Rodriguez, any closing thoughts this week
on the Blue Jay series? Any closing thoughts
in general?
In baseball, as in life, you should cherish what you have. We have a very good team. In life, you mostly have a very good family. If the ones that are bad, you don't want to talk about them, don't talk to them. But the ones you have, you should appreciate them and love them. Appreciate and love your Mets. They're trying to do the right thing for you. Good bunch of kids. Sometimes they suck, but they're a good bunch of kids. Enjoy the game.
That is true. We do have to say a semi thank you to the Yankees for sweeping the Phillies. I do that very much appreciated. We wish we would have got that middle game. But it's Tim, so no. we can can say it to Timmy. That's Timmy.
Oh, that was Timmy? Oh yeah, Timmy for sure. Yeah, that we can Timmy.
We're okay.
Okay, Timmy, we're good. I didn't even see it was Timmy.
They
are scary, Terzio. The Blue Jays are scary, and that's what I was gonna. I mean, I believe we can win one out of three. I think we can win one out of three if by some miracle we get to that Ryu guy. We can
Ryu, baby.
That would Ryu. I won't say his name. He doesn't deserve respect, you know. Until he beats us again. We only score in one run a game against this guy, dude. He dominates us.
He does.
I mean, let me just say, by the miracle of the universe, right, Karachi? I defer to you. By the miracle of the universe, we beat Ryu. It would be a wonderful series, man. Two out of three from the Blue Jays, man. And we got to face the Braves. Three out of five from the Braves.
Oh, my God. It's just another important stretch. Timmy says Frank has watched every show on the network this week. He's an MVP. Absolutely.
PCP, yes. MVP.
Starting Monday, we start the SmackDown. I like the way you're thinking. Toronto, you know, they're 5-5 in the last 10. They've lost a couple games in a row. So you know, maybe we're catching them at an okay time.
They have so much offense. It's scary.
It's ridiculous.
Young.
There has been a trade completed, not having to do with the Mets. But Nelson Cruz is heading as the Twins start their sell off. Nelson Cruz heads to the Rays, which is a nice move for them.
Skankies are not going to be happy about that.
That is a nice little move for
them.
That's
a power bat. That's a big power bat.
So
experienced power bat. Wow.
There's going to be a lot of guys moved because they're you know, even though we're in the wild card era and every team thinks that they're in, there are a number of really bad, awful teams this year. The Twins, the Pirates, the Rockies, the Orioles that are going to be selling off. The Cubs, who have already said that, you know, we're selling off, and they already started. But just wait over this next week. It's going to get crazy. We're going to hear rumors left and right. It's going to be just like the off season. The big power bat. We have all the power bats. Dom's power bat.
We need
is
Barry.
The only power bat that we need. It's Dom.
Dom's what?
Dom's what? Dom's wood bat. His bat.
His morning wood? Are you saying
his morning wood?
Does he have
Dom's swinging log?
Oh, there he is. See?
There it is.
He has
pipe down
really
by Tom.
Weird,
pipe down
he has
by Tom.
A really weird fetish with this power bat. He really has a weird thing going on. I don't
All
know
right,
how to
so,
cure him of it.
Well, no, we don't.
If you spray him with water, right, it goes in, right? You know those. You know when the dog is getting a little aggressive,
yeah.
You know, flaky. You spray them with water, a little fresh. You spray them with water a little bit. I think we need a bucket for Producer Joe.
If I can have you tell people that when you go to the beach, sorry, Joe, can you, when you go to the beach, I was told by the doctor, since there is climate change, try to use sunblock 30 or above. Do it, people. Protect yourselves out there. Little protection that we're not trying to take away
your freedom.
Or your rights.
We're just trying to tell you, you know, use sunscreen, stupid. Don't be mad at us.
There was a song. I'm sure that Producer Joe knows it. I don't know why, but I just know that Producer Joe knows the song Sunblock. He's not going to confirm or deny here. All right. So this next week is going to be a lot of ups and downs. You're going to hear a lot of different names. You're going to hear Barry.
You're going
to hear Brian.
Are you talking about the song Use Sunscreen?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Wear sunscreen?
He knows it. I knew it. Never let me down, Joe. It's never let me down.
Rain Man, I told you.
That's it. So don't get too, I say this, but don't get too excited about things. And please, for the love of God, don't go, you're embarrassing yourself. Don't go on Twitter tweeting at Steve Cohen saying you're not spending any money and this and that. He's already, they've already said that they're willing to go over the threshold.
Sunscreen.
Why?
This is it.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future.
What happened?
Do it.
Just use sunscreen, that,
definitely use sunscreen. Use your seatbelts. And, you know, you want to protect yourself from any other, pandemic-related issues. You should probably go and do that, too. But we will close this bad boy out right here. It's been a nice, fun episode. I had a lot of fun. Had some good comments in here. It was good to be back. Good to be back in the studio with you, Rodriguez, and Producer Joe
behind the
concrete. Yes. And next week promises to be a big show. We'll be doing it a day before the trade deadline. Do we have a Cespedes-like trade in us?
Why'd you ruin it?
No, Cespedes-like that year.
Mentioning his name, well, you know what? That would be fantastic. I don't even want a power bat. I want a pitcher. I want somebody who comes in and dominates.
Man. Yeah, pitcher. Yeah. Or just as long as they're having a big impact. Terzio, absolutely. Next show will be next Thursday. It's an afternoon game against somebody, Braves or whoever. But that'll do it for us this week.
Terzio, the Surgeon General, putting out our little messages to try to save the whole United States of America.
Save us.
Save us, Terzio.
We like it, Terzio. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week right here on the Put in the Book Show. Peace out, everybody.
Deuces. Put in the books!